Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, mit sechtes Wach im Perik Aleph, Mischne Beis. Yossi ben Choyni, Oimer, Yossi ben Choyni says, Hanishchotim l'shem Pesach, according to Yossi ben Choyni, any other carbon that is shechted for the sake of a carbon Pesach, or l'shem Chatas, or for a Chatas, psulim also become possible. In other words, Yossi ben Choyni holds, just like a carbon Pesach or a Chatas become possible by being shechted, for the sake of other types of karbanos, other karbanos that you shecht, having in mind that this is a Pesach or a Chatas, also become possible. In regard to a Pesach, as if you shecht them Erev Pesach at Chatzos, the Zman of the Karban Pesach, in regard to a Chatas at any time. Whatever you shecht for a Karban Pesach during the time of Pesach, whatever you shecht for a Karban Chatas becomes possible. Now, the previous sheetahs didn't say that. They said if you take a carbon Pesach during the time of the Pesach and shecht it for a different carbon, if you take a carbon Chatas and shecht it for a different carbon, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, add Asham to the list, they become possible. Yossi ben Choyni is telling us something else. If you take other carbonis and shecht it l'shem Pesach or l'shem Chatas, it also becomes possible. Weiter says the Mishnah, Shimon Achi Azariah, and Shimon, the brother of Azariah, says, what? Shimon, the brother of Azariah? The reason he was called Shimon, the brother of Azariah, explains the Bat Tanura, is because Azariah supported him. He gave him money so he can totally immerse himself in Limud HaTorah. And Shimon, for his part, agreed to share with Azariah his schar. Chavetz Chaim points this out several times in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon when he talks about the chashivas of supporting Torah. So, Shimon Achi Azariah Oimeh, Shimon, the brother of Azariah, says, this is yet another shita. In regard to any carbon, shechata, if you shecht, any carbon, if you shecht them, l'shem gevoya mehen, for the sake of another type of carbon that has a higher madrega of kiddusha than the actual carbon, k'shem in the kasher. We'll soon explain. L'shem namoch mehen, if he shechted them for the type of carbon that has a lower level of kiddusha, then it becomes possible. Ketza, how does this work? So we know that although there are many different types of karbanos, there are two main categories, kodshei kodeshim and kodeshim kala. Kodshei kodeshim includes the karbanos, chatas, oila, asha. There's one more. It's when the tzibur brings the karban shlamim. With kodshei kodeshim, either the meat isn't eaten at all, like by a karban oila, some types of chatas, and when it is eaten, it's only by kohanim. It's only eaten in the chotzer. Kodshei kodeshim are shechitas and batzafain. You have to shecht them in the northern part of the chotzer. And then there's another category of karbanos called kodeshim kalim. That would include a karban shlamim, the regular karban shlam that a yachid brings, the karban taida. One of the karbanos of the nazir is a shlamim, b'char is a shlamim, meiser, there's every tenth animal is brought as a karban, and the karban pesach. These are all kodeshim kalim. They can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. They can be eaten, at least most of them can be eaten, even by non-Kohanim, with the exception of Bchar, and different parts of the Shlamim and the Taida, which can be eaten by Kohanim. And they can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll see more about these halachas, Bez Hashem Yisbrach, later on in our Masechta. Be it as it may be, Kodshei Kodeshim, if you have one of the Karbanos in the category of Kodshei Kodeshim, Sheshechatan l'shem kadashim kalim, you shechted it for the sake of a carbon in the category of kadashim kalim. According to this Tana, the Bat Tanur explains how he learns that from the psukim, psulim, they are pasul. However, kadashim kalim, if you take one of the karbanis in the category of kadashim kalim, sheshechatan l'shem kachei kadashim, and you shechted it thinking it was one of the karbanis in the kachei kadashim category, k'sherin. Furthermore, even within kadashim kalim, there are karbanos that have a higher kedusha and lesser kedusha, and therefore we apply the same rule. For the higher kedusha, it's kosher. If you have in mind for the lower kedusha, it's possible. For example, habchar v'hamaiser, if he shechted a bchar or a maiser, l'shem shlamim, for the sake of a karban shlamim, kesherin, because a shlamim is considered more kodesh than bchar or maiser. Why? What makes a shlamim more kaddish than b'char u'maiser if they're both kaddish and kalim? So the Batanura explains that a pchor u'maiser is sprinkled on the mizbeach shtei matonah shehin arba. That means on the diagonal sides of the mizbeach, and it has to touch each of the four sides of the mizbeach. Each spritz by the corner has to get both sides. It requires smicha, it has nesachim, that's the wine that's poured with it. There's the tnufas chaz of a shaykh, we'll learn more about that later. On the other hand, pchor u'maiser has only one spritz on the mizbeach, there is no smicha, there are no nesachim, and there's no tnufas chaz of a shaykh. That's the reason that if you shech the pchor u'maiser l'shem shlom it's kosher, but u'shlamim, a karben shlamim, sheshechatan l'shem bechar, if you shech the karben shlam for the sake of a pchor, or l'shem maiser, so you're bringing it down in kedusha, so according to this Tana, pisul and they are pasul. Okay, so chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Yosef Mechani says, not only do we say that a carbon Pesach that was shechted for another carbon during the time of the carbon Pesach, or a carbon Chatas that was shechted for another carbon at any time, are pasul, but even other carbonists that are shechted l'shem Pesach or l'shem Chatas are also pasul. And then we learned the sheet of Shimon Achi Azari, who says, in regard to all carbonists, if you shecht it for the wrong carbon, it depends. For a higher kedusha, like kadoshei kalim, that you shecht them l'shem kadoshei kadoshim, it's kosher. But if you take a kadoshei kadoshim carbon and shecht l'shem kadoshim kalim, it is pasul. Same is true even within the category of kadoshei kalim. If you take a pchar and a maisa and you shecht it l'shem shlam, which is l'shem something that has a higher kedusha, the din is kasherin. And a karmen shlomen that was shechted l'shem pchar or l'shem meiser, being that you're going down in kedusha, that is possible.